What's up, everybody? This is Carrick with ACG, and this podcast is brought to you by absolutely fucking nobody. So if you get a chance, check out the affiliate link. Maybe check me out on iTunify or Spotitunes or wherever you want to go and subscribe to me at those various places. Just me and you sitting down to talk about the news. So if you get a chance, support in whatever way you can. Let's begin. Today, I want to talk about ending 2020 on a lower note than I possibly could have imagined, and that's finding out that Bully 2 was canceled at one point. DualShockers did a story here in the last couple hours that says Bully 2 was apparently canceled in 2017 to focus on Red Dead Redemption 2 and Grand Theft Auto 6. Now, they discuss in here that Tez 2 and Yan 2295 are two former Rockstar Games insiders. One thing to remember is you might be an insider at one point, you might be an outsider the very next point. It depends on who works there and when. But this all got started because there was a comment by Tez 2 where he discussed and sort of let slip that pre-production for Grand Theft Auto 6 had started in 2015 and then slowed down in 2017 due to the big load of work that was required for Red Dead Redemption 2 and to get that ready, and Bully 2 as well. However, at some point there, they decided to cancel Bully 2 and move that focus to Red Dead 2 and to the next Grand Theft Auto. Later, we did end up seeing Yan2295 on Reddit confirm that claim as being correct. Now, again, that's a leaker confirming another leaker as being correct on things, but we have had multiple different smaller leaks about Bully 2 and the idea that the company really wanted to make it. I will remind you, a couple years ago, we discussed this in the podcast, where when you look at GTA 6, especially after GTA 5, even the creators were discussing that it's very difficult to make a world seem like it's a parody of itself, like the irony that occurs in those games really works if the world itself is absolutely batshit insane. And GTA 5 really came at a perfect moment where it was just one step prior to things just really getting absolutely weird, especially when the game bases itself usually in America. So you do have that kind of situation. And now as we move into this and start to see the idea that maybe a Bully 2 was on its way, but apparently canceled, I do want to shed a tiny bit of light on at least one particular difficulty they may have, which doesn't even include Red Dead Redemption 2, the possibility of a Red Dead Redemption 1 remaster or remake we've heard of, but as well as Grand Theft Auto 6. When it comes to Bully 2, I want people to remember that when the developers were talking about that irony and making things feel like they're a parody of themselves, the thing with Bully was, originally you were Billy Hopkins, you were in this private school, Bullsworth, right? Bullsworth Academy. And everything was really a series of firsts. You were a renegade. You were originally supposed to be a bully, but after playtesting proved game players did not actually like him being a bully. He was more of the caretaker kind of character, the one who comes in, does things his own way, and then as the game progresses, sort of gets backstabbed by both friend and foe as he continues to sort of live that rebel life. Now, this is a sort of a GTA light where you were able to actually explore the academy. You had some off grounds as well, including a somewhat large circus that you could go to, as well as parts of the town at different times on his bicycle. The problem with Bully is a lot of it was first experiences, first kiss, first classes, all of that kind of thing. First really feeling of a fish out of water. With Bully 2, I think you do run into a very big difficulty, and this is something that something like Shameless, the TV show, or other TV shows that spotlight a young group of people and their lives right now, the irony is hard to hit, people. It's hard to parody the crazy-ass life that a lot of people live. If you look at Shameless, kids are, you know, selling drugs out of their freaking locker room at 11. So what do you do? How do you make Bully? Do you go back in time and you make it something that's based in the 70s or 60s? How exactly do you go about that? Now, religious schools and schools that are private, they may have a slightly different take on things. But I'm going to tell you right now, as somebody who knows a bunch of people who went to private school, it's not like it doesn't have its fair share of fucking, sucking, and blowing when it comes to sex and drugs, money, parents' money, all that kind of stuff. So you can't really sit there and think that, hey, that's not going to be covered in a Bully 2 if they did a private school, but it wouldn't be, I don't think, as bombastic as a lot of gamers would expect. I've looked into this more, and I'll cover it more in the ending part of this video, but I think when you look at Bully, it's something I would love to see, but I do understand the difficulty, and I understand the desire to possibly move this into something more like Red Dead Redemption 2, where it's a wild outdoors that you can explore, as well as, unfortunately, they're online, and then GTA 6, who I don't think any of us really know what that's going to be. Now, usually I cover two parts, three, maybe four parts of news. And I started looking around today, and the one thing that actually struck me wasn't necessarily the normal news that everybody would expect, but the fact that we finally get a 10-year study that showed no link between plain violent video games and aggressive behavior later in life. So it does take a while, but I want to make sure that this is covered. The Journal of Cyberpsychology, Behavior, and Social Networking latest study investigates how exposure to violent video games in early childhood could result in aggressive behavior in the mid-20s. End result, it doesn't. They did some studies and they found out that people who played them at a younger age were tested later, and they didn't indicate any kind of special haphazard awareness that the world is awesome and easily crushable like the fucking Cookie Monster. So people want a black and white kind of differentiator for violence and nonviolence. And why did my kid turn out this way? Why did my kid turn out to be a walking douchebag, right? The problem is that as much as we want to, and as much as we continually talk about the complexities of child rearing and gaming and everything you take in, whether it be every vitamin, every food, the human body, the human mind is infinitely complex. It is infinitely complex, at least compared to a human's ability to ever fully understand it. It's infinitely complex. And experiences are infinitely complex. You can have twins, identical twins, who for all intents and purposes, most people feel treat everything in their life almost identically. And yet when they have a bad experience, may end up having a completely different result from that experience. That's because the way the brain chemistry works, even the timing, the way it's sensed, everything can change. So the idea that violent video games would suddenly have a propensity for kids who played them to be violent later, not quite sure, right? Now, we do know that there's an ability to be desensitized. If you see a bunch of porn, you know, that kind of stuff, maybe you're desensitized to the normal ways in which people have sex, or maybe you think that's the normal way, whichever one. But it does surprise me that anybody thought we were going to get a jail out of jail free card so easily. Moving to Bully, and speaking of, you know, beating people up and being violent and getting wily, I love Bully. I think it's one of the most enjoyable games of that kind and type. And I am the first to tell you that unless we see vast difference in the way they handle the social awareness of that game, I'm not 100% sure I would really leap towards playing it. I'm not saying that I wouldn't. I would love to see them investigate a particular time like the 60s or 70s. But if they start investigating current times, right, then you start getting to that position where, at least for me, a lot of the situations, I'll just be like, eh, you know, it depends on how they play out, of course. But I think one of the best parts of Bully was it still captured the nostalgic feeling. And nostalgia for a lot of people isn't really school anymore. You know, it sounds weird, but even for a lot of us, when, you know, older people, when you think back at nostalgia, you might think of school. I think now that's probably changed to other things because there's a vast repertoire of things that people can experience now, where a lot of times you'd go home, you had nothing, right? It was your school friends and that was it, because there wasn't the internet, there wasn't cell phones, there wasn't half of the stuff that we have now to pull us in different directions and give us different entertainments. It was usually you and a fucking box if you were lucky. And if you were lucky, that box had a cat in it that was alive. I can't wait to see what they try to do with their next games. I just don't know if Bully 2 is the one I want to leap forward and jump into. We'll see though. It could be awesome. I don't know if these leakers are right or wrong or what have you, but it does make sense that I think, there was definitely some talk about making it, just like there's talk about making Dead Island 2. We know how that's going. Anyway, that's it for me. I hope you guys like these videos. If you do, give it a thumbs up. If you don't, give it a thumbs down. Check out Patreon and Reddit and Spotify and Twitter and iTunes. That's it for me. Peace out. Enjoy the rest of your week.